KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have mostly sunny skies at 73 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today. A high of 92 with winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 71. Tomorrow, there will be a heat advisor in effect from noon on Saturday until 8 p.m. for those counties off to the southern two tiers of Iowa. And they include Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties in our listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency and Regional Water announced late Thursday they have begun to lift a boil advisory on a rolling basis. If you're a regional water customer north of Interstate 80, south of 700th Street, and east of Ironwood Road, you are no longer on a boil advisory. If your account number begins with a CO or Corley residence or A24, you also are no longer on a boil advisory. That advisory was originally issued July 2nd following a fire at a main water boosting station near Avoca. Iowa is set to receive up to $170 million from a lawsuit settlement with four companies accused of contributing to the nation's opioid addiction and overdose crisis. The state's share comes as part of a $26 billion deal involving drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three opioid distributors who admit no liability as part of the agreement. Attorney General Tom Miller says the money will be spent primarily on treatment and education.
One of the things I want to do is use the money in the most effective way to treat people, but also make sure that the benefits, the treatment is throughout the whole state.
Opioid-related deaths in Iowa increased more than 30% last year to 213.
It's not going to be enough money to solve the whole problem. We're not going to have money to throw around, but we think there's going to be enough money if we spend it wisely to make a real dent in this problem and to really help.
Miller said the money will be paid over a period of 17 years, and the final amount will depend on how many Iowa counties sign on to the settlement. He says around two-thirds have signed up thus far. Iowa is also part of settlements with the consulting firm McKinsey and a pending bankruptcy settlement with Purdue Pharma. All told, the state could receive up to $200 million through opioid litigation. A report from the National Bridge Inventory reveals Iowa bridge conditions are some of the worst in the country. 4,571 bridges in the state are listed as structurally deficient. That's more than 19% of all bridges in the Hawkeye State. Six of the structurally deficient bridges on the list are on the interstate highway system. Iowa isn't the worst, though. That dubious title is held by West Virginia, where more than 21% of all bridges need some work. The Iowa Department of Transportation has identified needed repairs for more than 15,000 bridges in the state, work that would cost about $3.1 billion. The Iowa Insurance Division reports a Pottawatomie County man recently entered an Alford plea in Pott County District Court to a Class B felony charge of ongoing criminal conduct. Officials say as part of his plea, 39-year-old Chad Mackland of Council Bluffs received a deferred judgment, was placed on probation for 3 years, was ordered to complete 120 hours of community service, and ordered to pay $30,000 in victim pecuniary damages. On July 9th of this year, the Iowa Insurance Division filed a consent order which permanently revoked Macklin's Iowa resident insurance producer's license. His sentence followed an investigation by the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau. In an update to our previous reports with regard to search warrants, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Thursday 27 defendants are facing federal criminal charges as part of a joint federal-state investigation of heroin and fentanyl drug trafficking organization. 21 defendants are from Des Moines, 5 are from Chicago, and 1 is from Knoxville. Most of the defendants were arrested Wednesday, July 21st. You can see their names in this same story on the KJAN.com news page. 3 individuals have yet to be arrested as of the latest report. All defendants have or will soon appear in federal court on the charges. The charges stem from a months-long investigation into heroin and fentanyl distribution within the Des Moines metro area. The charges carry maximum penalties of up to life imprisonment, with a 10-year mandatory minimum prison term for some of the defendants and a 5-year mandatory minimum prison term for others. An Ankeny daycare provider will avoid a long prison sentence after pleading guilty in the death of an infant that happened 3 years ago. 36-year-old Michael Kaufman will have to spend 79 days in jail with the rest of his 10-year sentence suspended. He entered a guilty plea in May to the neglect of a dependent and operating a child care center without a license. Evidence showed Kaufman was caring for more than twice as many children as state law allows when a 3-month-old Ilsa Warnke was found unresponsive. She died 2 days later. The Iowa or U.S. Department of Education on Thursday announced the approval of Iowa's American Rescue Plan, Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief, or ARP-ESSER plan, and distributed remaining ARP-ESSER funds to those districts. Iowa's plan details how the state is using and plans to use ARP-ESSER funds to safely reopen and sustain the safe operation of schools and equitably expand opportunity for students who need it most, particularly those most impacted by COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this year, the department distributed two-thirds of the ARP-ESSER funds, totaling $81 billion, to 50 states and the District of Columbia. The remaining third of the funding to states will be made available once the state plans are approved. Iowa is receiving $775 million total in those ARP-ESSER funds, and Thursday's approval of the plan will result in the release of the final $258 million. The ARP-ESSER plan, state plans to approve by the Department of Education include Iowa's show how states are using the federal pandemic resources to support safe in-person instruction and meet the social, emotional, mental health, and academic needs of students with a focus on students most impacted by the pandemic. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. There is more online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.